Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Tom Fanning, talking about beef cattle losses from the wildfires in just a moment. Folks, I've got a special announcement for you from the Livestock Exchange of the Oklahoma National Stockyards. For the next 2 weeks, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards will be offering folks the opportunity to donate to the Fire Relief Fund on sale days. Folks can drop a check made out to the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Foundation off at the main office of the Oklahoma National Stockyards in Oklahoma City. 100% of the funds will go to relief efforts for ranchers affected by the devastating fires. The Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards says, thanks for helping.
The makers of Black Labels, Inc. understand, you didn't get into farming for the money. You farm because your family farmed. You farm because feeding the world feels good. But while you didn't get into it for the money, getting the best return on your money is a priority. That's why Black Labels, Inc. uses zinc and proprietary LHC technology to optimize the phosphate in your ground for better root masses and even bigger yield potential. When return on investment matters, turn to Black Labels, Inc. It's phosphate done better.
Thousands of beef cattle have died because of the wildfires that started last Monday, March 6, in northwestern Oklahoma, southwestern Kansas, the Texas Panhandle. Cattle producer Tom Fanning with Buffalo Feeder says the problem right now is that cattle that apparently survived the fire are starting to show up with significant health issues.
So each day as we go forward, as we've gone through the animals, There's cattle that are showing up with new signs of and with injuries. So each day there's new cattle that the ranchers are having to euthanize, and unfortunately, but the those effects of the smoke inhalation or those lung damages is showing up, you know, in days that since the fire and days to come. And we've had opportunities with Merck and Zoetis to have product to give those calves shots to help with that. Also, the heat damage on the hooves. Several days after the fire, we're seeing new problems with hooves that look like they were going to be okay. So we're going to have several more days of cattle losses that are as a result of the fire. We have a lot of baby calves that are drinking milk replacer right now with the bottle, and you know that's a lot of work to do that, but it sure is nice for to be able to feed a baby calf bottle of milk instead of watch it suffer. So that's great.
Cattle producer Tom Fanning saying some of the cattle with health problems just now surfacing are treatable. Others will have to be euthanized. One thing that Tom Fanning mentioned to us was how grateful ranchers are that he's talking with in the area that are receiving help already, hay and feed, other resources as well. They're very grateful for the help that's coming in from around the country. Good example of that help coming from the Joplin Regional Stockyards on Monday. They donated a heifer that was sold and resold and resold several times. $24,000 plus was raised, and half of that money will go to the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Foundation. The other half will go to the Kansas Livestock Association Foundation to help ranchers. OKC West El Reno will be donating a calf they hope will sell several times this week on Wednesday, March 15th at high noon. Cherokee Livestock Auction planning a similar auction on March 29th. The exchange at Oklahoma National Stockyards, the commission firms, are urging their customers to donate this week and next week to the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Foundation to help those ranchers so much in need. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Mark your calendars. It's the 18th annual Pollard Farms Bull Sale Saturday, March 18th at the ranch in Wacomas, Oklahoma, located 1 mile east of Highway 81 on Wood Road. The sale starts at 12:30, featuring 100 home-raised serviced-aged Angus bulls, complete with genomically enhanced EPDs. Free delivery offered on multiple bull purchases within 250 miles. For more information or to request a sale book, contact sale manager Matt Sims at 405-641-6081 or visit pollardfarms.com. That's the Pollard Farms Bull Sale.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.